Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good
morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm and let's read Psalm 46. Book of Psalm, let's read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though there be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease, and to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we read that you are with us, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we adore you for this wonderful day. We know, Lord, that whatever power of darkness, work of Satan, work of evildoers, work of false pastors, false teachers, and those who cause division, Lord, will not work against your living church, O God. And no one can work against your will. O God, we thank and we trust you, Lord, that you will deliver people out of death. You will snatch sheep out from those who snatch them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day, O God. We thank you for your protection and provision, the guidance and healing and miracles. We believe all our prayers are answered, O God. We continue to praise you and we thank you, O God. We thank you for this wonderful day, and not only this meeting, but every meeting for your church and any other place, O God. Let your name be glorified, and we claim healings and miracles and wonders to be done in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, to give us eternal life. Thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And thank you for all the spiritual gifts that we are receiving every day from you, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. We claim your goodness and your faithfulness. We claim miracles and wonders and ministries and people save and come back to you. We claim that sinners, prostitutes, murderers, evildoers shall repent, O God, and this case we shall fall from their eyes and come to the living God to serve you and worship you. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement we receive from your word. We thank you for the bonuses of the Holy Spirit that always pushing us and giving us life and revival and uniting us in one purpose and serving. And here we are, Lord. We ask forgiveness for our sins. Let's forgive. Let us ask God forgiveness for our sins, so that you receive forgiveness from his grace. Lord, forgive, O God, and do miracles and wonders in our midst in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We adore you. We worship. We pray for revival. We pray that your name will be lifted up and magnified. O God, forgive. Forgive us. We confess. Forgive and heal and purify in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray for your knees and continue to pray for whatever things that is hindered or troubles, don't be anxious, but in prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Don't give solution, but you present your request to God. In the name of Jesus, He will provide. Lord, thank you, Lord. You say that I open an open door before you, no one shall be close. And even those who oppose you from the synagogue and obsession, they will come and confess and bow down that I have loved you. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, God. Open our mouth to utter your word and your mysteries in the name of Jesus. Present your request to God. Present your needs to the Lord. Heal, oh God. Provide, open doors. Do miracles. Change situation, oh God. Overcome enemies. Protect, oh Lord. Give wisdom and direction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray for your job, your boss, the place that you are working. Lord, let your people shine in the places that you place each and every one of us. Oh God, that we will stand, we will proclaim your word. We will tell about you in whatever place that you have to place us. Oh Lord, I pray for all our brethren, they will receive salaries on time, so they can bring to you what belongs to you from tithes and offering and first fruit. I pray for all these companies to be blessed for their sake. Oh God, that we will also, oh God, that every one of us will be faithful to you. I pray for these companies who have been pending salaries that they have not yet given to our brethren. Touch them to give in full. Provide for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for increase of income and salaries and the promotions that come from you to all the brethren who are obedient to you, O God. I pray, as you promised, that the promotion not from the north, not from the south, not from the east, but not from the west, but from the Lord, that He will put somebody down and somebody He raise up. Lord, we trust you. We magnify, we adore you, Jesus. Oh God, let's pray for one another. If you know anyone who needs of something, have in trouble, you pray for that brother, that sister. God shall answer our prayers. It's time to pray, pray, pray. God can change situation. God can change people. God can change circumstances. God today can do miracles. And I believe, we believe, Lord, that you are doing right now miracles as we are praying. Oh Lord, even we cannot see, even we will not see, but we believe that you are working wonders and miracles in the life of your people. Oh God, lead us, stop wars, provide the needs. Oh God, change circumstances and situation, deliver people from demonic powers. I pray for those who are under slavery of Satan. Set them free, O God, from whatever bondage of alcohol, drinking, smoking. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. And we bind you, Satan, out. O Lord, those who are addicted on things of this world, set them free in the name of Jesus. Do miracles and wonders, O God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. We pray for all our outreaches, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, our classmates, our roommates, our flatmates. We pray that we will continue to evangelize, inviting people into your kingdom to follow, to walk in your ways. We pray that we commit ourselves, that we will express the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gratefulness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, Lord, and patient perseverance, that people will see Christ in us. We commit ourselves to evangelize. We commit ourselves to live a godly life, to be obedient to the rules and the regulations for the countries and nations that you have to place us, that we will be set a good example. We pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray that to refill us with the Holy Ghost, that people will see we see wonders and miracles in our life. Lord, give us what we need of spiritual gifts, to evangelize, to preach, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, gift of teaching, prophesying, whatever things and skill. We pray that You refill us, O God, to go on and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the church ministries to be prosper, O God, the prayer ministry, O Lord, the school of the church, O Lord, the Bible studies, the children and the youth under their parents, O God. We pray for the publication, we pray for the translations, O Lord. We pray that you reach all the tongues and languages, that you enable us, Lord, to reach the people. O God, we magnify you. O Lord, we pray for more people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. We pray for more ministers. We pray for more families. We pray for the vision of the church that you give us to be multiplied and to be increased and to walk with you in the fear of the Lord. O God, help us and guide us, Lord. Help your church. Help each and every family and parents and ministers, O God, to care for the children, to raise them in the fear of the Lord. We pray for all the youth and the children to be obedient to their teachers, their parents, O God, who teach them the godly way of life and help them to go on and do the right things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. And we pray for our worship today. We pray for our worship today, O God, that anoint our worship, O Lord. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our giving. Anoint the message, O Lord. Anoint the songs. Anoint all the items of our worship, even, Lord. We pray for this recording, O God, that your name will be lifted up. Your name will be magnified and, Lord, glorified in the name of Jesus. Take this recording and use it mightily, O Lord, to reach the rest of your church congregation, the brethren and the families. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Come to the Lord. Let's worship him now in spirit and truth. Yes, Lord, you are welcome.
You are welcome, more than welcome, to abide in this temple, to reside in this place. You are welcome, more than welcome, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. You are welcome.
Jesus, to be in our midst and in our hearts today as we worship you. Thank you that you have promised your Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Thank you, O God. O Lord, we acknowledge, O Lord, that you are here. We invite you once more, O Lord God, to join us and be with us and be in our hearts as we worship you, that you will give us the love, the joy, and the peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus will give us love. Amen.
I know. sing the harvest given us. Though we sow in tears, we'll reap in joy. Lifting up the name of the Lord, in power and in unity, we will see the nations stir.
Lord, we love you, we adore you, O Lord. You are there in heaven up high, at your throne, and we come before your throne, Lord Jesus. To you today, O Lord, in worship, serving you, worshiping you, adoring your holy name. We bless your and magnify your name, O Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God for this wonderful time of worship and revival and pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's now come to the Lord and let us serve the Lord by bringing to Him what is due to Him from our tithes and offerings and our first fruits. Let's bring them to the storehouse of God. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all what you provide for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us of salaries and income and resources. Thank you for your provisions. And here, Lord, we bring to you, Lord, we belong to you from tithes and offerings and first fruits. And we trust you, Lord, that you will pour out your blessing upon us, that we have no place to keep, and you will rebuild the devour in our life. I pray, Lord, you multiply this amount of money and use it, mighty Lord, for your glory to raise the lost. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We'll continue today to speak the way to be blessed. Do you want to be blessed more?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible teaches us about way to be blessed. And we will search the scriptures, and the scriptures will teach us. So we should not miss the blessing of God that He allowed to flow in our lives when we apply His word and obey His will, so things will go well. Let's go to Genesis chapter 14. And in the book of Genesis chapter 14, we read about Abraham, how he went out to rescue his nephew Lot from the four invading kings who had invaded Sodom, and they had taken Lot and all those people with him, and they were taken captive. And we read that Abraham went out to save his nephew Lot. And let's read. And truly Abraham was able to rescue him. And let's read what Abraham did when the Lord enabled him to have victory. And let us apply that in our life. Genesis chapter 14, verse 17 to verse 20. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after the return from the slaughter of the Kedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be the Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thee, thine enemies, into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Let's pray, Lord. Thank you, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your church and your people with your word. And here we are, O God, listening to your word. directly by your Holy Spirit, to do the things that you want us to do, O God. I pray for understanding on each and every one who is here and wherever the message will reach. I pray for your people to consider their ways and think how the right way to be blessed, as the scripture is teaching us here today. O God, anoint my lips and put scriptures and verses to teach and encourage and direct your people and give guidance according to your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. We pray for souls to be saved, pray for healing, we pray for revival, we pray for deliverance, pray people to be set free from bondages. We trust you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What we learn here, that when Abraham, God gave him victory, Abraham acted faithfully toward the Lord. There were two kings went out to meet Abraham when he came back in victory. There were two kings. The first king was the king of Sodom. And that king represents devil today. He went to meet Abraham. And there's another king went out to meet Abraham. That king is Melchizedek. And we read about this king in Hebrews chapter 7. This king, Melchizedek, he can be a type of Christ, and he's like the Son of God. So when you have victory, when you have blessing, there are two options in front of you. And Abraham did not meet the king of Sodom, but he met Melchizedek in book of Hebrews chapter 7. We read about King Melchizedek, verse 1 to verse 3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. That's in verse 14. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being the by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, and to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. You see here, Abraham did not entertain the king of Sodom, but he met the king of Salem, Melchizedek, and he went out to bless him, and he received the blessing from God, and he was refreshed with the bread and the cup and the wine, and Abraham, as we have read, gave him the tenth of all the spoil, all what he had plunder. He gave the tenth to God. What we learn from these things? We learn from it to put God first. When God is blessing us, we need to consider and put God first in all our acts and activities. We need to come to God, come to His church, come to the man of God, come to the people who are representing God, and have fellowship with them. You know, we don't go with the friends and waste time and effort and money on them. But we come to God. We express our gratitude and gratefulness to Him. And also we come to the Lord and we have the fellowship of the bread and the cup and get blessed more and get blessed more when we bring our tithe, the tithe of everything, as here Abraham did when he brought his tithe unto the Lord. And This is the way. This is the way to be blessed. These are the basic things that will make us blessed. You know, people when they have a blessing, they will not come back to God. They will go to their friends, and these are, you know, these are the things that will take the blessing away from our lives. But to be blessed is to follow the ways of God and be obedient to Him. We will read more about tithing, Book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus, chapter 27 and verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. What we learn here is that whatever we receive, we need to tithe it. We give the tenth to the Lord. And we will speak more about tithing, because this is one of the ways to be blessed. Don't forfeit this privilege to tithe your income to the Lord, and He will be more blessed. The book of Malachi, as before the book of Matthew, book of Malachi chapter 3, and you read it from verse 8 to verse 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12. It says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in mine house. And approve me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Now hear what we learn about tithing and giving our tithe to the Lord. In verse 8 and 9, he says, will a man rob God? Ye have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, when we don't give our tithe and our offerings, we are robbing God. It's a sin. Stealing from God. That's why the curse will come when we stop doing that. And what we learn also in verse 10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. We need to bring the tithe in full. That's of everything, all the tithes. And we need to bring it to the storehouse of God. That is the church that cares for us. That is the church who teaches us and directs us with the word of God. That is how to bring the tithe, to bring it to the church that care for you spiritually and teach you the right way of life. And what else about tithing? When we tithe, he say in verse 10, I will not say the Lord, and prove me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts, that's in verse 10, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. When we tithe of our income, God will open to us the windows of heaven, and He will pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. That is the value of tithing. More blessings will come into our life. And in verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And when we tithe our income, God will rebuke the devourer. He will rebuke the penalties, the fines, the accident, the sicknesses. All this shall be included. When we start to tithe our income, He will rebuke the tithe, the accidents. All He will take away when we start to give our tenth of all what we receive from the Lord. And not only this, and He said, all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, say the Lord of hosts. They will call us blessed. The people around us, the nations around us will recognize the blessing of God in your life. And they will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, say the Lord of hosts. This is how to be blessed. That's one of the ways to be blessed. This is our source of blessing in our life. We need to apply all these things. How to be blessed more. Let's go now and learn more from the scripture. Let's go now to Exodus chapter 32. Book of Exodus chapter 32. When Moses went out to the Lord in the mountain, and let's see what happened when the people start to worship idol. And let's read how to be blessed. How to be blessed, how to invite the blessing of God in your life. How to not to allow curses to come on you. But instead the blessing of God. You know, the greatest blessing of God for us is salvation. And I'll read from verse 1. It's a story. We have to read the story so we can understand. Let's see what Moses did and how we can get the blessing from God in this life. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, up, make us gods, we shall go before us. For us, for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we would not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break up the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your son and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break up the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand, and fashioned with a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf, and they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron was, and when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morrow, and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I have commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped, and have sacrificed their unto, and say, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, It is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with a great power and with a mighty hand? Here God wants to destroy the people because they start to worship idols. And Moses started to pray and intercede to the Lord to forgive them. And verse 12, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from the fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou wast by thine own self, and says unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he brought to do unto his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither it is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount, and he took the calf which they had made and burnt in fire, and ground it to powder, and strewed it upon the water, and make the children of Israel drink of it. Here Moses, after he prayed to God, he break that idol, make it powder, and spread it on the water, and let the people drink of it. That's what he was doing, his part, to destroy this idol. And that's what we need to do. And Moses said to Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? He started to reprimand Aaron for his wrongdoing, because he did this idol. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief, for they said unto me, make us gods, we shall go before us, for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we would not. What has become of him? And I said unto them, whosoever hath any god, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And verse 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Moses, he stood at the gate of the camp and said, who is for the Lord? And only the Levites, they moved quickly and they stood with the Lord and stood with the command of God and the command of Moses. And he said unto them in verse 27, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to the brother, and go out in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourself to the Lord, every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. What had happened when Moses called the Levites, came to the Lord, and they committed themselves, and they stood, did not compromise. They stood with the Lord against their own brothers, their own sons, and the people of the other tribes. And what we learn today from the story is, if you want the blessing of God to be bestowed on your life, as he made it for the Levites, as we have read in verse 29, when he say that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. If you want the blessing of God in your life, you need to stand with God and not compromise. You need to go and cleanse your family members, your friends' relationship from idols and sins, and your life from the wrongdoing, so that God will bestow a blessing on you. What is the blessing of God? It's not only to serve the Lord and do the ministry, but the blessing of God is to get saved and to get sanctified, to get be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then to start to serve the Lord. What are the sins? And what are the bondages and the things, the idols that is in the life of the people and in your life that you need to cleanse yourself? Lust and immorality, like having boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, courting, watching bad things, living relationship, divorce and remarriage, adultery, multiple marriages and unlawful marriages in marrying non-believers, and accepting a single father or single mother to marry someone other than the mother or the father of his son or her child or children. Second, celebrating feasts of idols. This all will bring curses in the life of the people, like celebrating New Year, Christmas with Santa Claus, Christmas tree, also celebrating birthdays, wedding anniversaries and death anniversaries, celebrating Father's Day and Mother's Day, Halloween, All Saints Day, Valentine's Day, Pastor Month, and farewell parties. All these celebrations should be out of our lives. And you can add more to the list, for almost every culture and ethnic group had added certain idols and days for celebration without any biblical reason into the life of the church. Pride, boasting, showing off, and non-decent dress. Also greed, covetousness, and love of money. Wasting and spending too much. Gluttony, eating too much. Loving food more than God. Buying food from restaurants. Loving feasts and celebration but refusing to fast. Worldliness, wasting time on TV, YouTube, and Facebook and games. Slander, malice, envy, jealousy, bitterness, having grudges, anger, hatred, and unforgiveness. Boasting, fighting, laziness, complacency, and lack of commitment to God. And serving the worldly things, but not willing to serve God. Homosexuality, allowing a relationship between man to man and woman to woman. Condoning transgender and homosexual attitude and actions, and allowing homosexual marriages. All these are the idols and sins that we need to stand with the Lord, not to compromise, so that the blessing of God, not the curses of God. You know, when you do all these things, that you are inviting the curse of God in your life. And people, they're asking, we want the blessing of God. You know how you can keep the blessing of God and you are keeping all these idols in your life. Blessing of the Lord will come when we obey God. Remember what Jesus say in Matthew chapter 10. He say in verse 34, Matthew 10 and 34, 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. God wants us to stand as the Levites stood when Moses called them. And they fought a good fight. God wanted the same, so the blessing of God, not the curses, not God's wrath will fall on us, but to bestow on us a blessing when we obey Him. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Let us repent from our sins. Let us renounce them. Let us surrender our life and will unto Him. Lord, thank you, God, for your care and your love and your mercy and your strength unto us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, God. Repent of your sins. Come back to God. Surrender your life and will unto Him. Be willing to be cleansed for all these idols that I mentioned and sins. So the blessing of God will come into your life. That's all what I spoke is sure. You cannot receive the blessing of God with all these idols and wrongdoing. Come to God and repent. You sat down, oh God. You came. You died for us, Lord. And now you are sitting down at the right hand of God to intercede. And Lord, thank you for your prayers for your church. Continue to pray, O God, to us, so your church to repent, to come out from all this idol worship, from all these sins, so the curses will not fall, but will go away. Come to the Lord, repent. The Lord is interceding for us. He's at the right hand of God. He died for you. He died for us. Come, be cleansed, sanctified, to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Repent of your sins.
You sat down at the right hand of the Father.
your people come and repent, O God. Accept them, O God. Receive them once again. And they are willing to serve you, O God. They get rid of their idols. And the thing I present to you, O God, we pray, not only for our brethren here, but all the brethren, the rest of the congregations. O God, receive them back to serve you, fill them with the Holy Ghost, to go on and do the work of yours, O God. Lord, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will seek your face, O God.